Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watching Sports Center, they've got a panel, four people up there, but Herm Edwards is one of them. He's got two game balls behind him. One of them says Herm Edwards, the other one says Herman Edwards.
I gotta go by Herm.
Herm, right?
Yeah, Herman.
Any of your game balls have your legal name? Any of your game balls say Randolph Channing Crowder?
No, most people in the world don't know my real name is Randolph.
Yeah.
It was interesting, I get stopped every time I go in the Amex lounge because I messed up and put Channing Crowder on my Amex, but I have Randolph Crowder on my plane ticket, and they have to do the whole thing looking at my ID. Just open the elevator.
Because your plane ticket has to have your legal name.
Yes.
My son, who you know, doesn't pay attention to things, because I would always book his airline tickets, but now he went to the Bahamas like last spring break. And so he created a American Airlines account. And I know when you're creating the AA Air Miles account, whatever it is, I know it says a million times, put your legal name, because it ties anytime you make a ticket reservation, ties it to that. Well, he put DJ, which is not his legal name. And then the last time we flew to the Jersey Shore, they wouldn't let him on. They're like, yeah, that's not your legal. They had to call a supervisor over. And I'm like, bro, I know this was you. I know you just didn't pay attention, because it has to say legal name only, no initials, whatever. But yeah, if you're going to fly, got to have your legal name.
Yes. And now I have my Amex since 07. So I've asked them, like, can I change it to Randolph Crowder now that I'm not 22, and now I know the rules. They're like, well, you know, you have your status and blah, blah, blah.
You would lose all the status if you change your name?
Yes, I could keep something, but if I changed the name on the card, I would lose some of my status. And I was like, no, don't worry about it. I'll just pull my ID out.
That's terrible. Anywho, we have a lot to get to today. The dream of an undefeated Florida Panthers season is over. They lost last night, if you were hoping, as I was, that they... You want to know how bad a gambler I am? For people who super follow me on Twitter, I share my picks and the amount that I'm betting for my super followers. I hope none of them tail me, because it's really remarkable how bad I am at this. Mm-hmm. So I bet Panthers team total over 3.5. I think you did as well.
Yes.
No, sir. Not even close. They just they couldn't get it going offensively. I also did a Panthers 3-leg parlay on shots on goal, and I picked some guys. I actually was doing a 2-leg parlay, shots on goal. And then the profit boost, which is 30% on a 3-leg parlay, doesn't kick in unless it's 3. So I threw in Sam Reinhart. Of course, I hit the other 2. This is why they offer you the 30% profit boost, because the chances that you're going to hit a 3-leg parlay are so astronomically higher than hitting a 2-leg parlay. They go, hey, if you make that 2-leg a 3-leg, we're going to give you a 30% profit boost. Okay, I throw in Sam Reinhart. Guy can't sniff a shot on goal last night. So I lose that. Panthers go down 2-0. Oh, Solana's in studio. Hey. Panthers go down 2-0. I live bet them at +400, because that's been a pretty good live bet over the course of the last few seasons, and that didn't hit. So I'm 0-3 in the Panthers game. The only football bet was the one that you and Rob Pizzola hammered for a day and a half. Bet the Niners. I saw you say it even on the pivot. Bet the Niners -3.5. Mm-hmm. Well, I got cutesy. And you know what? I was was kind of showing out. DJ has some friends in town. They left back for actually for Orlando today, but I'm watching the Panthers game. They're watching Thursday Night Football, and there's a television in the kitchen, so they're right there. But you know, we're all sharing a pizza and whatever, so both TVs are on. But they're watching football. I'm watching the Panthers game, so I'm hotshot gambler guy, and I go, "Hey, DJ, yeah, because I'm impressing his friends because they're starting to gamble, you know. Hey, let me know if the Seahawks go up because I want to live bet the Niners. 3.5 is a little too rich for my blood here. I think Seattle probably scores first. I'll live bet them. I'll get a better line than everybody else. I swear to God, it's exactly how it happened. And the Seahawks, I mean, they were out of it. They made a little bit of a comeback. They made it a little bit nervous at the end. But, yeah, I never was able. So, I didn't win anything. The only bet that I could have won last night is if I had the Niners minus 3.5, which is what you suggested, but I had to look too cool in front of DJ's friends. And so I lost that money.
That was bad.
Hate myself.
I had it. We watched it at Topgolf.
Oh, that's a great place to hunker down, have a game on, have some fun. Yeah, I love that.
Man, so Asia, myself, the two older kids, Chaz went to his grandma's house. So Chan, who's 13, Ava, who's 11, Asia, myself, we go to Topgolf. We get us one of those bays. Game's on. We're playing the games. You know, you hit 5-10 balls. Somebody else takes a chance. Everybody's done hitting. You can sit down for a little bit. Somebody wants to hit a little more. You go up. We're having a great time. I start looking around, and it's date night. Like, a lot of people use Topgolf as date night.
Yeah, good date.
But the funniest thing, and I'm not no amazing golfer. I can hold my own. The men and the women don't know how to golf. Like, all the balls are flipping off the wall, about to hit me and my kids in that. I'm turning to people like, hey, bro, take it easy. Like, get a lighter club. Stop swinging this damn driver and about to hit my daughter in the head with this ball. Nobody at Topgolf knows how to play golf, but they think it's cute to bring their girls out there. They embarrass their damn self. She embarrasses herself. Topgolf is getting over on people. You can't get 10 minutes at Topgolf. You got to reserve 2 hours. People come and leave in 10 minutes because they embarrass their damn self. Golf is hard, man.
Underrated food at Topgolf. It's good.
Oh, Topgolf's delicious.
Yeah.
Man, we tried it all. They have these little cheese, mac and cheese bites? Oh, my goodness.
Off to anyway, we have a lot to get to today. Tonight is Yom Kippur for my fellow Jews, so we're going to bolt out of here a little bit early tonight, but you'll never even notice, so don't even worry about it. Happens to be, Josh Appel's going to join us today, talk a little football with him. We're going to get through our final bits from Miami Heat Media Day with Solana. He asked, we haven't even broached this one yet. We didn't finish the Step Brothers, and we'll see if we can get to that, but we have not even begun the... what's better, ice cream cake or cookie cake with the Heat players and Coach Spoelstra. And so we'll do that today. Today happens to be National Sausage Pizza Day. Hmm. Now, in Chicago, where I grew up, sausage pizza is ubiquitous. It is not pepperoni pizza. Everybody gets sausage pizza. But I do want to play something today when we had a Rondé Gadsden on a while back about whether a slice of pizza is a meal or a snack.
Hmm.
A slice of pizza, a meal, or a snack.
I don't remember it, but I know OG and know that's not a meal.
Because there are times where if someone, like at a birthday party, they put down a slice of pizza, a juice box, the meal.
If their baby teeth are about to fall out.
No, but I mean, the parents, they get the same meal sometimes. Oh, we're here at the birthday party. Here's a slice of za and here's a drink. And that's the meal.
I don't remember this segment. I'm interested in OG because I know you're gonna press him on it. I know who you are.
So we will celebrate National Sausage Pizza Day with Orlando Gadsden. Let's get headlines here. Start out the show with Alejandro Solana. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
All right, guys. So as Hawk mentioned, the Panthers, they lost last night 3-1, but they can get them back tomorrow. They're in Buffalo. They'll play the Sabres. That'll be a 7 p.m. puck drop.
All right. Very good.
Niners.
Monday, it's like a nooner.
It is. Yeah, they're going to play at 1 p.m.
Hmm.
Niners beat the Seahawks, as you mentioned. You guys saw the Niners in the first quarter. There was a turnover, and the Niners defense was hitting the Cam Ward celly.
Yes.
I did see that. I did see that. That's kind of going viral. There's kids doing it in football stands and at sporting events. Like, well, you never know what's going to pick up steam.
What is it?
He explained it. I think I saw Josh Darrow tweet about it.
If I remember correctly, it was just something that like a former teammate of his used to do.
Yes.
And he liked it. He thought it was cool. So he started doing it. But Crowder, you know what it is, man. Starting quarterback at the U, undefeated, starts doing something. The whole nation is put on notice. Now they start biting that Kane swag.
But
it happened with the turnover chain.
It did.
But it's too distinct. You're covering your nose or mouth, and you're waving off something. It's something. It's something that it means something. It's not like the dab, like Cam Newton's dab. I don't know if anybody knows what the dab is. Look it up. I don't want to explain it, but it has to do with drugs. Like, it has to mean something, man. I'm telling you, that little celebration means something. It's like the boy from Alabama with the naysayer thing. The link, let a naysayer know. It's not naysayer. We all know that. He was just being polite. I really do believe that it means something more than what they want to say, because it might mean something offensive or arrogant.
So you're saying it's not naysayer, huh?
What Cam Ward said about celebration.
Whatever he says sounds good, but it has to be something to it.
So yeah, the final score yesterday, 36-24. Niners were all over the Seahawks. It got a little interesting, but that game was pretty much donezo. Crowder's Dodgers play the Padres game 5. Winner advances to the NLCS. That'll be tonight in LA.
Oh, what are we betting, Crowder?
Dodgers, baby, in LA? Dodgers.
All right. I'm in on that. I missed the last one.
Yeah, I'm going down. Let me, because I did win me a pretty penny on them Niners last night. Let me throw it on back on the Dodgers.
Yeah, Dodgers are -140 favorites or -1.5 on the run line.
Ah, favorites. Yeah, I'm not giving up 1.5.
Me neither.
You know how we were saying Dodgers, Yankees would be like the premier World Series matchup? What about like a Subway Series? Because the Mets are in the NLCS. Would that be more appealing, I think?
It would be great. I do think Dodgers-Yankees would be better, though, for star power. Yeah. Subway Series would be great, no doubt, and that would be my second choice. But Dodgers-Yankees, for me, would be premier.
Talk about Shohei against Judge.
Yeah.
And then Chaz behind him. Yeah, the star power hockey, right. And honestly, San Diego, they have some damn players too, some well-known players. But
like the whole thing with L.A., is Magic Johnson one of the owners of the Dodgers, the Steinbrenners, of course, baseball royalty with the Yankees. Like, there's just so much at play there.
And the Yankees have been buying up players forever. The Dodgers just went out and just started pouring money into their team to go get them one. So it's like the Dodgers have taken on the Yankees' approach. So let's go, man. We'll give these guys money. What did Shohei? Shohei just got, what, $600 million or something crazy?
Yeah.
What, he hit a parlay?
I don't think you can joke with Shohei and gambling right now. Yeah, man. No, I think Dodgers, Yankees.
So the Yankees closed out the Royals last night 3-1. They'll play the winner of the Guardians and Tigers tomorrow. That game's in Cleveland. That is a game 5 as well. That'll be a 1:08 first pitch. A couple NFL notes, by the way. The Giants have ruled out Malik Nabers. They're going to play the Bengals again on Sunday. Yeah.
They're better without him.
They've won some games without him.
They've won a game without him, and they look damn good.
And they're not good for my fantasy team, I'll tell you that much. I could use Malik Nabers back. The Colts have ruled out Jonathan Taylor again. They're at Tennessee. Will Levis is going to start for the Titans.
He's back, baby.
Andy all day. Was it Flacco Levis?
No.
No, it's Anthony Richardson, isn't it?
Yeah, Anthony Richardson, I think, is going to start. I think.
I might be wrong.
Anthony's back?
He was trending in like the right direction. I read that yesterday, right? Or you read that yesterday, Hawk.
Thought so.
Yeah, he was practicing and was trending in the right direction for Sunday. We got another London game, by the way, this weekend, gentlemen. So you gotta wake up early on Sunday. Jaguars Bears. All right, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Again, youraccidentattorneys.com. It is pouring in El Portal. I know it's been rainy for most of South Florida, at least over the better part of the last couple hours. So drive safely, everybody. That's your weather.
All right. Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some football with him.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You smell that? You feel it?
What's that?
Hialeah.
Hawk and Crowder.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get to Josh Appel in 1 second. It is the weekend. Twin Peaks, baby. Watch the games, eat great food, drink ice cold beer at Twin Peaks. Having Appel on kind of reminds me of doing our shows out at Twin Peaks. It'd be me and you, Crowder, and Appel, and a Rondé, and a cast of thousands at Twin Peaks and Davey. No one does happy hour like Twin Peaks. Whatever your preference, they've got everything from tequila cocktails and an extensive bourbon category to top shelf spirits and cocktails served over ice balls, local craft beers, and so many great cocktails round out an adventurous drink menu second to none. This coming Monday, I've been reminding you, it's National Dessert Day. End your ultimate meal with something sweet like their apple turnover or Cinnamon Toast Crunch cheesecake or a simply delicious Twin Peaks sundae. At the Lodge, there's always room for dessert. There's 6 Twin Peaks around South Florida for you to enjoy. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. Which of those desserts, Crowder, would you choose? The crispy apple turnover, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch cheesecake, or a simply delicious Twin Peaks sundae?
Oh, I got to go with the turnover. I like old warm dessert. Mm. I don't like the old cold stuff. And cheese.
Gotta keep apple out of my dessert. Yeah, keep apple out of my dessert.
Love me a good caramelized apple.
So, Lana, which one of those desserts you taking there?
Oh, easy. The sundae, 100%.
Sundae?
Yeah. Yeah. I love a cold dessert, Crowder.
Hmm.
How about you, Jimmy?
I'm going to say the Cinnamon Toast Crunch one.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I think I'm with that one. The cheesecake. It's more of an adult. It's more of an adult dessert. It's for an advanced palate. I guarantee you, Appel is choosing the ice cream sundae because it's very simple. He's a very simple eater. The notion of cheesecake is probably foreign to. Am I right, Appel?
I cannot stand cheesecake. I am 100%, even 1,000%, going with the sundae here
because it's an adult taste cheesecake, right? It's you know what I mean. It's not like sickly sweet like milk chocolate. I'm guessing Appel doesn't like sour cream, doesn't like cream cheese frosting on a cake. Nope. Like, yeah, I know how his palate works. I've seen him in action before.
Listen, who's talking about? Because we're doing today with the heat, with the cookie cake or ice cream cake. Yeah. Throw cheesecake in there, It's going to come in last every time. You could put patty cake.
That wasn't one of my choices.
I would rather take cookie cake.
It wasn't one of the choices.
I'd rather play patty cake over cheesecake.
Let's make a deal. They go curtain two or three, and you go six. It's not one of the choices.
Cheesecake's probably the worst cake ever created.
Easily.
Well, it's kind of a misnomer to call it cake, really.
Because it's bad. Nobody knows what it's a marmalade. Is it a merengue? I don't even know what it is.
Merengue is a dance, first of all. Meringue is something completely different than cheesecake. And there's one of the most successful restaurant brands built on cheesecakes.
Yeah, so built on cheesecakes that they got to have a menu that's 700 pages long.
It's a dictionary.
Got it.
What does that have to do with the Cheesecake Factory?
It has everything to do with it.
They're redirecting your attention.
Yeah, that's
there you go.
Yeah, seven different type of chicken sandwiches, but we love cheesecake.
I mean, this is insulting. You know what? None of you guys are invited to Twin Peaks on Monday for National Dessert Day. More cheesecake for me and Jimmy.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Hold on, I'm getting a text from Eduardo Solana.
He hates cheesecake.
He says the best is Martin Fierro. I'm guessing he's talking about merengue.
No, he's talking about desserts. He likes a dessert called Martin Fierro, which is...
What is that?
It's like slices of cheese and slices of, I think it's guava or... I think it's guava, and he like literally puts them together and eats them as a dessert.
Did you invent that, Eduardo? Like, what? I don't understand. Where on earth could I order a Martin Ferrero dessert?
Hey, let me get the cheese and jelly, please. Nobody wants this crap.
What kind of dessert is that, Eduardo?
Listen.
Anytime I see a place that has a cheese tasting as a dessert course, I'm out. Because they don't know what's up, what's down, what's right, what's wrong. Like, I'm all for being cutesy every now and then. I don't need cheese in my dessert, unless, of course, it's cheesecake, which is delightful. I love a cheesecake. Pork gravy
is terrible.
Caught myself in a lie there. I was railing against cheese and dessert while backing up cheesecake as the best dessert.
Angel food, devil food, red velvet, any cake is better than cheesecake.
Give me a nice molten chocolate cake with a little vanilla ice cream. Best dessert.
Well, no, cookie cake is the best. If we're doing best desserts, it's cookie cake. And I got to get out of this conversation. I was talking about Twin Peaks. I don't know what's going on here. Josh Appel is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, before we talk a little football, if you're looking for Canes, Dolphins merch this season, check out Caneswear in Davie on University Drive next to La Spada's, or online at caneswear.com. Appel, who we all know is the public address announcer for the Marlins at Lone Depot Park, he's our fill-in host as well. He is a play-by-play broadcaster nationally on the radio for Sports USA. This weekend, he will be at Lambeau Field calling the Packers-Cardinals game. The Lambeau Field action. Have you been there before, Appel?
I have. In fact, I'm going there again next week as well for Texans-Packers. So those are my first two games this year.
You've played at Lambeau, Crowder?
I personally, well, no, my team did. We beat Aaron Rodgers in 08.
Oh, at Lambeau?
Yep, at Lambeau.
Is it worth, like, you know, growing up in Chicago, I still never went to Lambeau, and I've never been there. Is it one, because, you know, that's like a bucket list stadium for a lot of people. Is it worth it? Is the experience of, it's right in the middle of a neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm. It feels like a college town, and Crowder might be able to speak to this as well. But the first time I did a game there, we get pregame field access to kind of walk around and just kind of see what's going on down there. And being that it was my first time there, I wanted to go exploring a little bit. And I'm not even exaggerating. Like, when you walk out of that tunnel and you just like are on the field and you look up and you just see all of it, it does feel different. And there is this weird feeling that comes over you because of all the history that's taken place at Lambeau Field. I'll never forget that feeling. I love going there. It's an incredible atmosphere. It's one of my favorite places to do games.
Does it make you feel like stealing welfare money?
Yeah.
Is that the feeling that overcomes you? the history.
Man, I wish I could steal from this welfare. No, I think Appel hit it on the head. You have this preconceived notion of it. This is Lambeau. So when you walk out, it's like the frozen tundra. You like it's kind of like the lore of it is there. It's a normal, just brick and mortar. It's not a beautiful stadium. It's a normal stadium. I would tell you this, though. I don't know if you happen to you, Appel. The people are too pleasant for me.
Too nice. Like,
I remember in that game, I don't know, I think they threw a screen, I stopped some third down, and I go to the sideline. I'm used to the Jets and, you know, the Giants and the Bills fans. Well, they're cussing you out. I get to the sideline. We get off on third down, and I made a play. I get a sideline, and somebody from the stands yells, "Great play, 52. And, like, it disarmed me. I didn't know what to do. Thank you, MF-er. Like, I didn't know. I didn't have a response to great play 52. Like, I was like, what? What are you talking about? But they are. And one other thing, them bastards, we talking about the Miami Heat, them bastards are in their seats 2 hours before the game.
Mm-hmm.
You are in warm-ups. You don't even have pads on yet, and it's 90% packed.
You can hear Appel.
I can't imagine how disarming. You'd almost rather them tell you to F off after get off the field. It's so disorienting when they're that nice.
Appel, this is year four for me. Like, I'm used to everybody cussing me out, and I hear great play 52, and I look up, it's a white dude with a Brett Favre jersey on, and I'm, thank you, bastard.
Now, today is National Sausage Pizza Day, Appel. In the Midwest, Green Bay included, I mean, they love their sausages anyway when they're doing the tailgate. But on pizza, sausage pizza is pretty much the go-to in the Midwest. Do you ever eat sausage pizza? I'm guessing on your very simple palate, sausage is not something that you would indulge in because there's a lot going on in sausage. You might get a vein. You might, like, there's a lot going on.
I know your palate. No. Cheese or pepperoni.
Right. He's making fun of me, but I know it's got to be really simple. Like, if you're getting, I'm guessing you don't get like loaded nachos.
I'll get loaded nachos, but I'll like eat around some of the stuff that's on it.
So you really don't want loaded nachos then?
No, he does not. He wants nachos with cheese
for the whole table. Right. And it's like, hey, leave this off, leave that off, leave this off. So whatever they want, maybe I'll get like the sour cream on the side and then I'll eat everything else.
In other words, if you were ordering it yourself, you would get loaded nachos, keep everything off, though, except the cheese.
But whatever meats, like I don't mind like the salsa and cheese and things like that. But like, get out of here with the pico and the sour cream, like enough of that.
Same as salsa, really, the pico de gallo.
Nah, then, different.
Like beans? No beans.
Oh, beans might be the worst thing. I don't know what it is. Just I can't do beans. Out on beans.
Wow, not a bean guy.
Not a bean guy.
Solana, you turned your mic on and you looked like you were about to talk. So we all gave you the chance there.
Oh, I'm just in disbelief. I mean, what do you eat then, you toddler? Like, seriously, what? You don't like beans? You don't like sour cream? You don't like pico de gallo? It's literally tomatoes and onions diced up.
It's nothing, really. It's like,
I recently just started putting raw onions on my La Spada subs. Recently.
Oh, it's so good, man.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, I don't know what I was waiting
on. Raw onion on a sub?
Yeah, I don't know what I was waiting on.
You do the oil and vinegar?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey, so look at that. Good.
Yeah.
So good. So pizza, though? No sausage pizza.
I mean,
ever.
We did a omakase dinner the other night, my wife and I, and I ate every single thing they brought out to us. So I'm starting to expand a little bit. But sausage on a pizza, pico de gallo, sour cream, and beans. Out.
What about like sausage with breakfast? Would you ever instead of bacon get sausage?
Yeah.
Oh, you would?
I don't see why not. I just did weird on pizza.
Hey, Josh. No thanks. Hey, Josh, we're omakase guys. You can't speak to these guys about that type thing.
They wouldn't know.
I was so impressed that he went to that. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it because he's not an adventurous eater. And really? You really need to be.
That's a weird dinner, though, when you walk up and don't know what the hell's about to be on this plate in here in 5 minutes. My wife loves it.
You say I don't have an advanced palate. I don't, because like 70% of the things they brought us that were all very different fish essentially all tasted the same to me.
Right.
So.
That's all you need to know. Pull out the crystal ball, Josh Appel. At the end of the season, the AFC East will look like blank.
Bills, Jets, Dolphins, Patriots.
Bills, Jets, Dolphins, Patriots.
Patriots are going to be last by far.
Yeah,
everyone's in agreement there.
Yeah, and then I believe the Bills are the top dog.
Those you don't see them potentially having a fall off, though, too?
Oh, their quarterback is so damn good. And I've seen the dominance over the Dolphins already. I think that's most might be Jaden, but I was going to say, like, Tua comes back. This is still the same team that we thought would be a playoff team. They can't fight with the Jets. And the Jets just fired their head coach, Josh.
I don't think that they can't fight with the Bills. I would not summarily dismiss the Dolphins being in command of the AFC East.
We can't do the thing with the Bills when every time they meet up, the Bills blow their doors off. Like we can't keep doing that until they are able to overcome Buffalo. I just can't say that the Dolphins will ever finish above them. And look, a lot of noise around Davante Adams. It seems like the Jets are obviously in on that, but so is Buffalo. If Buffalo gets Davante Adams, that is, I mean, obviously he's a game changer, but that changes the entire complexion of their offense. They're already a good offense without him. Add Davante Adams there, brand new ballgame. The question marks for them will be their defense and their secondary, but they've got a quarterback that can overcome most of their deficiencies.
And so you're speaking of Aaron Rodgers, right? Or you're speaking of the Bills?
The Bills, yeah.
I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers because you had the Jets over the Dolphins. We talked to Ben Volen yesterday, and he was like, hey, do you remember the relax, R-E-L-A-X thing out of Aaron? Aaron starts slow sometimes. Do you think Aaron's just starting slow, Josh, or do you think Aaron is 40 and can't move anymore? Because he hasn't been looking like the Aaron Rodgers I played in 08 at Lambeau Field.
I think they're still trying to run an offense that the league has kind of passed by, right? Dan Orlovsky did a whole breakdown on this on NFL Live a couple days ago, and it's just such a simple offense. There's not a lot of motion. They're not really trying to – it's just, here's the play we're going to run, and we're going to try and beat you that way. There's not a lot of misdirection. There's not a lot of things like that. And in this modern NFL, how many other offenses that are good do you know of that are static and don't have a lot of movement pre-snap? There aren't a lot, if any. And, you know, Mina Kimes had an interesting retort that's the offense that Aaron Rodgers wants to run. Okay, great. But, like, they go from Nathaniel Hackett, who's Aaron Rodgers' handpicked offensive coordinator – to Todd Downing, who doesn't have a great track record of calling plays either as an offensive coordinator. I don't know what that team is going to look like long term, but I'm not really buying into them because they just something's just off about them.
Well, you have them over the Dolphins, though.
What have the Dolphins done through five games to say that they're better than the Jets? That right now, the Jets have the better quarterback.
Well, I'm saying Tua's back, and I'm using last season as well. I'm not using this season. I mean, they were together for a game and a half, no real preseason action.
I get that, but I think, fine, if you want to throw the offenses out, like the Jets just have a better defense than the Dolphins do. And even when they were struggling last year to score points, they were in nearly every game because their defense kept them in it. And Jeff Ulbrich, their new interim head coach, beloved in that facility. And I think a lot of people also underestimate how much they like Sala too. And I wouldn't be surprised. There's a little bit of a jump from them just trying to, man, like we feel bad that we got our coach fired. Because they're very close to winning their last couple games. And if they do, obviously, like if Greg Zuerlein makes a kick against Denver, Robert Sala probably still has a job. So
a couple of notes on the my text here. Your dad has sent me a picture, Solana, of Martin Fierro. It looks terrible. I don't know how anyone would consider this to be their favorite dessert. You have this, Solana?
Nah, I'm not a big fan. I don't know how you call it in English. It's not guava. It's membrillo. Does anybody know?
Well, he sent me the ingredients, but it's all in Spanish. So I'm 250 grams of dulce de membrillo.
Yeah, membrillo. That's like the sweet part of it. Quince?
Quiche.
No.
Membrillo.
Probably, Crowder. I think you nailed it.
Membrillo in English.
And Leroy Horde has texted me, Crowder, that the fans used to moon their team at Lambeau.
They moon Leroy because he talked too much.
You are notoriously quiet.
Actually, that's funny. On the field, you probably wouldn't shut up. Leroy, I don't think, talked at all. I think he's told us that before. Like, he was quiet on the field. Yeah. Now, at Publix, Leroy won't shut up. And you're just trying to get your shopping done.
He runs the produce section. Yeah, no, honestly, Leroy, I swear they were by far the nicest fans I played in front of in college and NFL. They were
just appreciative of football.
Just, yeah, like no cussing, no yelling, no screaming, and they would congratulate you on making a play.
Feels like a Midwest thing.
It's a Midwest thing.
Yeah. But Kansas City people get a little edgy, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. They told us stories.
Yeah. You know what they have? Appel was at the Panthers game, the opener on Tuesday. He watched the game last night, of course. They have at the Panthers arena now, Appel's probably the wrong guy to ask this, but they have a Playa bowls there. They have acai bowls.
I do like
on the 300 level. Will you eat an acai bowl?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Depends what's in it.
Well, what do you think is in it?
Fruit. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right. And acai, but you know, it's very cold. We were having this conversation. Would you have a cold dish at a hockey arena?
Probably not. You know, I try to go for the turkey sandwich if it's not too long of a line.
Garbery.
If not, like the tenders.
I said hello to you, by the way, Crowder. You weren't there on Tuesday.
You got the car. Oh, my man, the carving man.
Yeah.
They got one dude. He's the oldest Jamaican fella in the history of time making all the sandwiches.
Loves it. Oh, I will say, he look forward to hockey season and carvery season.
I will say, if you're going to have the acai bowl place in the arena, it makes sense to have it in the upper level. It's not as cold in the upper level as it is down a lower bowl.
I would submit something otherwise. An acai bowl is not cheap, and it's a little bougie. So if you're in the 300 level, I think you're just happy to be in the arena. I'm not certain you're forking over $18 for a snack.
Well, now every ticket there costs $1 million because they just won the cup. So if you're going to one of those games, you're already living the high life.
There's three different levels to this argument, because my take on this is, why the hell are you going to a hockey game, a sporting event, and wanting to get an antioxidant fruit mashed up and frozen? Get a damn piece of pizza because you're enjoying yourself.
Acai pizza?
Acai and granola, please. Can I have some quinoa with that? You're at a hockey game.
When they drizzle a little honey over the granola, I mean.
Oh, is it honey hawk or is it agave? Get out of here.
Or is it merengue?
All right.
Hawk, you put cacao nibs on anything and I will go to town, brother.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you feel like you're eating a chocolate chip cookie, but it's doing wonders for your skin. The antioxidants in the cacao chips. I mean.
Yeah, cacao chips. That's what I want.
That is such a great line. Cacao chips.
Nibs. They're nibs. They call them cacao nibs on anything, great, brother.
That's funny. All right, Josh Appel. So you're in Green Bay Sunday, and then you're doing another Packers game the following week?
Yeah, so we've got Cardinals-Packers this weekend with James White, former Patriots running back, former St. Thomas Aquinas Raider also. James and I are doing the next two Packers games, Texans-Packers next week, and then I'm out to Seattle the following week for Bills Seahawks.
All right, very cool. Josh Appel, he will certainly join us over the next couple of weeks as well. Safe travels to you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
There you go, Josh Appel. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with a little bit more Hockman and Crowder here.
Wild things happen in life, like cacao nibs. Don't know what that is, but things are going to come up and they're going
to give away for Halloween.
We're giving people cacao nibs. Accidents are going to arise in your life. You know they are. You got to have your go-to accident attorneys. And Victor DeMesmin, Jeremy Dover of the DeMesmin Dover Law Firm, they are the best in the world at this now. The car accidents, they'll help you with them all. Car accidents, slip and falls, medical malpractice. If you're hit by a truck, people whose loved ones died because something someone else did. Think about if any of this pop up. Your life just changed now. Things have to change. What are you going to do? Your family's stressed out. You're stressed out. Call DeMesmin and Dover. Let them handle that stress. They will deal with all insurance companies. Go over policies with you line by line so you know exactly what to expect and what they are fighting for. And they don't get paid a dime until settlement time. Call DeMesmin and Dover right now. It's a consultation is free. It's a free consultation. If something happened in the past, today, tomorrow, you got to call DeMesmin and Dover. It's free. Let them see what they can do for you. Give them a call at 866-954-MORE. That's 866-954-6673. No fees or cost to you unless you get paid. They're available 24/7. You'll actually get your attorney's cell phone number for around-the-clock access with any questions that pop up through these hard times. Car accident, slip or fall, call your accident attorneys at DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm for that free consultation. The number again, 866-954-MORE, and online at youraccidentattorneys.com.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Puntas las pilas.
Hawk and Crowder.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.